The reading is from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, starting at verse 19. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead also comes through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive, but each in turn. Christ the first fruits. Then, when he comes, those who belong to him. Then the end will come, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
Thank you, Hilary. So there's the first reading about the original Spice Girls going to the tomb and being surprised by what happened next. But I want to say something about the reading we've just heard. So if we can have that slide. As in Adam all die, so in Christ will all be made alive. Now, when I had a proper job, I was an English teacher, and I love prepositions. Turn to your neighbour and say, what's a preposition? Or the answer to that question, perhaps. Okay, so there are 150 different prepositions, so you at the front probably don't know them. They're the little words that talk about the relationship between two things. So a really complicated sentence. The cat sat, oh, you've heard it, okay, on. So it shows the relationship between the cat and the mat. So let's have a few visual aids from everyone, but especially these people at the front. So how would you show over the relationship between two things? How? Over. On. Under. By. With. Near, through, around. So these are prepositions. And my favourite all is because it's the same, it's Paul's favourite preposition, is the word in. In. Now, I just want to think a little bit about this. Because Paul says we are in Christ. Or in fact, he says we have hope in Christ. And then he talks about we could be in Adam or in Christ, all will be made alive. So what else could we be in? Shout it out. We could be in water, or we could be, oh, that's so touching. Oh, you're a hard crowd. So you could be in love. So we use the word in to say you love someone. You're in love. You could be in debt, or you could be in tune, in your singing, you could be. You could be in work, or like so many of today, in fashion. So we use the word in to show a relationship with that thing. But what does it mean to be in Christ? How can we be in Christ? Well, I want to show you. Here I am. This is me. What are the things I could be in? I could be in, what's the year today? 2024. So I'm in 2024, very up to date. But I'm geographically, I'm in Salisbury. So I'm in something at the same time. I'm also in the Church of England. Big grin. Thank you. No, please. But I'm also, I've got people I share my life with. Nearly said my wife with, but I do actually mean my life with. So my family. So these are all things that I am in. But there's a much bigger container that contains every person. So we're all in, and Paul calls this big container Adam. Now what he's saying is really all human beings. And he talks about being in Adam. We're all in Adam. And it's our collective gene pool. And there's some really cool things about it because we're made in God's image. But there's also some bad stuff because we're all broken, just like Adam. And so we all make bad choices from time to time. And there's the really big word in the Bible for that, which is sin. It's a big word. It's all the collection of stuff where we mess up. And so Paul writes somewhere else, in Adam, beautiful, made in God's image, but all have sinned and fallen short. We're not as good as we know we could be, and certainly as God intended us to be. So all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's Adam. But the good news, because I'm not going to finish there. That would be a terrible sermon, wouldn't it? We're going to go on to the good news. There is an alternative because Jesus came. Because of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, there's an alternative. And we could be in Christ. So we could be, we're all naturally there, but God said, I'd love it if you'd be in here. And as the slide says, in him, in Jesus, we have redemption. We're bought back out of our slavery to sin through his blood. That's what we were thinking about on Good Friday. We have the forgiveness of sins. And then there's another verse where Paul says, God has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us. So we were there. He said, why don't you choose to be in Christ? So that's what it is to be a Christian, to be in Christ. And he's transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So that's the transfer that is possible. Now, how many people here enjoy flying? I mean with a plane. I mean, I'm not going to promise anything there. Most of the people at the front, just about every other hand is down, so I don't know what that's saying. But you may not know that one of our church wardens, oh, isn't he lovely? And it says on his lapel there, Chris Taylor. So Chris Taylor, for his day job, when he's not in church, he's a test pilot. And so he's a tailor who is swift. Some fell on stony ground. But he's not Taylor Swift. He is a swift tailor, that's all. And so his job, he's tested over 410 different planes, helicopters, and other devices. And his job is to see, are they safe? If they're made in another country, should they be allowed to be flown? And I don't know what you did in lockdown. I went for a few walks and planted a few vegetables. He wrote 3 books. And he's giving me a commission, he said, for mentioning it this morning. Chris, there he is. There, thank you. Chris, would you stand up so we can just embarrass you? There's Chris. It's true. So just so you know. Now, I thought someone who's going to be a test pilot, they've got to be a thrill seeker. Turns out it's completely opposite. I'm not saying anything negative there, but he's extremely risk averse. The whole point of the job is to make it safe. How safe could this be? Now, Chris has decided which vehicles are safe to be in, but he's also made a bigger decision that he wants his whole life to be in Christ. He thinks that's a safe, sensible decision. So here's that verse, as in Adam all die, and God says, don't do that. In Christ, all will be made alive. That's the first verse that I love. and the second, it goes straight on. But each in turn, Christ the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. How many of you like fruit? First thing, you're up on Easter day, have some broccoli or peaches or something. Yeah. So now the first fruits is a quite an important word to Paul. What is it? Well, I want to explain it like this. Who likes expensive wine if someone else is paying? All the hands go up. Now, on some expensive wines, you get this line in the middle. One ER, cru. Well, that means premier cru. So when the grapes are being grown, there's the very first crop is called the premier cru. It's the first fruits, which are the best and sweetest grapes. And so a bottle of this, other brands are available. This is about £60 a bottle. I've never bought it, but I've noticed it. So it's the best. It's the best. It's the premier cru. And that's the image that Paul is using. Christ is the premier cru of the resurrection. But of course, we know there will be the later vintage. All the grapes are going to be used. They will all be made into wine. It's just, you know, not as expensive. And so the resurrection of Jesus says something not only about the past, but for our future. If we are in Christ, then what happened to Jesus, his life, death, and resurrection, gives us life. And we then can become part of the later full harvest when God calls all creation back to himself. No one's going to be as sweet or as beautiful as Jesus, the premier cru. But then there's the general resurrection of all who have their trust in him. As in Adam all die, so in Christ, all will be made alive. But each in turn, Christ, there's no one else like him, he's the only one so far, the first fruits. Then when he comes, that comes again, returns in glory, those who belong to him. So, are you in Christ? I hope you are. If you're not sure what that means, I'd love to give you a little booklet called Why Jesus? It'll be a gift for you today. Just take it and say yes to God. That's all that's needed. And then we give our lives. It costs nothing and costs absolutely everything. It will ruin your life. You'll never be the same. If you follow Jesus, it will be transformative. And it's costly, but free. That's the deal. And then we have the hope of resurrection. Let's say it one more time. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.